Hello, my name is Amelia, and this is the Little Listener's Library. This time, I'm going to share a book with you called Possum Magic. And this book is set in a place called Australia, which is very far away from where I live in England, in the UK. This book is written by Mem Fox and illustrated by Julie Vevers. So, get comfy. Are you ready? Let's go. Once upon a time, but not very long ago, deep in the Australian bush lived two possums. Their names were Hush and Grandma Puss. Grandma Puss made bush magic. She made wombats blue and kookaburras pink. She made dingoes smile and emus shrink. But the best magic of all was the magic that made Hush invisible. What adventures Hush had! Because she couldn't be seen, she could be squashed by koalas. Because she couldn't be seen, she could slide down kangaroos. Because she couldn't be seen, she was safe from snakes, which is why Grandma Puss had made her invisible in the first place. But one day, quite unexpectedly, Hush said, "Grandma, I want to know what I look like. Please could you make me visible again?" "Of course I can," said Grandma Puss, and she began to look through her magic books. She looked into this book, and she looked into that. There was magic for thin, and magic for fat, and magic for tall, and magic for small. But the magic she was looking for wasn't there at all. Grandma Puss looked miserable. "Don't worry, Grandma," said Hush. "I don't mind." But in her heart of hearts, she did. All night long, Grandma Puss thought and thought. The next morning, just before breakfast, she shouted, "Oh, it's something to do with food! People food, not possum food. But I can't remember what. We'll just have to try and find it." So, later that day, they left the bush where they'd always been to find out what it was that would make Hush seen. They ate Anzac biscuits in Adelaide, Mornay and Minties in Melbourne, steak and salad in Sydney, and pumpkin scones in Brisbane. Hush remained invisible. "Don't lose heart," said Grandma Puss. "Let's see what we can find in Darwin." It was there, in the far north of Australia, that they found a Vegemite sandwich. Grandma Puss crossed her claws and crossed her feet. Hush breathed deeply and began to eat. "A tail! A tail!" shouted both possums at once. For there it was, a brand new, visible tail. Later, on a beach in Perth, they ate a piece of pavlova. Hush's legs appeared. So did her body. "You look wonderful, you precious possum," said Grandma Puss. Next stop, Tasmania. and over the sea they went. In Hobart, late one night, in the kitchens of the casino, they saw a lamington on a plate. Hush closed her eyes and nibbled. Grandma Poss held her breath and waited. "It's worked! It's worked!" she cried. And she was right. Hush could be seen from head to tail. Grandma Poss hugged Hush and they both danced. "Here we go round the lamington plate till early in the morning." From that time onwards, Hush was visible. But once a year, on her birthday, she and Grandma Poss ate a Vegemite sandwich, a piece of pavlova, and half a lamington, just to make sure that Hush stayed visible forever. And she did. The end. What a lovely story about Hush and Grandma Poss in Australia. I wonder if you could make magic. What magic would you make? Would you make magic to make things invisible, like Grandma Poss? Or to make things fly? Or even make things change shape and size? See if you can share your ideas with a grown-up or a friend. I'm sure they would love to hear all about it. Thank you for coming to the Little Listeners Library, and we hope to see you soon.